This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. In moments, we will reveal the new Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. Will Elliott fall, having failed to correctly diagnose what would happen with Dallas Goedert? Hard to know.
Sure seems like it's trending in one way.
Look, I'm just saying, he's the champ. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. Has the city been too hard on the Phillies to start the year? 39.3% say yes. 60% say no. Matt in South Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Matt?
Yo, what's going on, man?
Spike, what up, Matt?
Mike, Jack, how you doing?
What's up, Matt?
Dude, all right, so I don't think we're being too hard on the Phillies. I think we're doing exactly what we need to do, and we're keeping them. It's all about accountability, you know. Like, somebody's got to keep Roger Dorn in check. You know what I mean?
A major league reference,
Roger Dorn. Yeah. I like that.
It's like drop and give me 20 every time, bro. Like, this whole offseason, all he should have been doing is stealing ground balls. Like, hitting, he can hit. He can run. When he's playing smart, he plays good. But, dude, it's driving me crazy. Like, this is Little League nonsense. And you're making – and it's not even about the money. It's really just like – he's been working harder, though. I see it. Like, that bats have been better. But the error's got to – you got to stop doing that.
You know what? I got the sense from – and, look, it's one interview. I got a sense that Trey Turner tries very hard to be a better shortstop. I just don't think he's good at it. And it's actually not just what he said. I remember when we talked to Larry Boa at spring training, and Boa said the same thing. And Boa, look, Boa's not going to come out and go, you know, he doesn't try very hard, but he offered it up himself. I also, when we were talking to Trey, you can sort of see, like, he seems like he cares a great deal about being a good shortstop. I just don't think he is. I don't think there's any practice in the world, which is why I think he's going to end up in the outfield, because I just don't think he can get any better. So the most frustrating part about watching Trey is that I don't think it is a question of trying harder or working harder. I just think there are some skills that you could try as, like, we could all try to be professional ball players, and we might not have the skill to, well, one of the three of us would, but we wouldn't have the skill to do it. I just don't think he's good at shortstop, you know, which is a different sort of problem than, this guy doesn't care enough and doesn't try hard.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
It's like, he's not, you're right. It's not, at first I thought it was kind of an attitude thing, but yeah. But it's not that he's not athletic enough. I just, like, the thing is, he'll, like, go deep like into, like, closer to the bag and, like, pick a ball out and make a good throw, and then sometimes he'll just sail one over Bryce's head, and I'm just like, dude, come on, like, you can do it. You definitely are capable, but yeah, maybe he's just not good enough at shortstop, and he should do what the Phillies need him to do.
Yeah, otherwise. I think the thing that you could criticize him over is, I'm a shortstop. You know, the thing that we could criticize him over is if now I don't think he was approached to play outfield, but if he were and he said no, you know, and he will be faced with that in the next year or two, whether it's next year or whether it's the year after, depending on their options there, he's going to have to do it and he's going to have to swallow his pride and move it. And if he's a problem about that, that's when I think we can be pissy with Trey Turner, right? Is that if he's... You know, he's obviously not any better at shortstop now.
Yeah, but I think he's very aware of that, too.
Oh, that he's not good.
That he's not better. I think he's very aware that they're giving him another year here. Like, I think he knows his leash is shorter than
shortstop.
You're just the shortstop. That's what you are.
Yeah. Matt.
You know, maybe he'll break through.
Well, probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah. Matt, but I'm glad, I would say this, I'm glad he's not letting it affect how he is at the plate. You know, because
he's been doing better.
Yeah. Matt, for next question today, give us your favorite all-time piece of electronics.
Favorite all-time piece of electronics is the Sony VX1000, the greatest skateboarding camera of all time.
Wow.
Skateboarding camera.
Yeah, look it up. Every greatest skateboarding video ever made, and anybody out there who knows what I'm talking about will agree.
Like the old CKY videos or whatever were.
Yeah. It was all filmed on VX1000s, VX2100s, and... Honest, maybe even a TRV-900. I'm a photographer, videographer guy.
Oh, we can tell.
Yeah.
Wait. Gave that one away.
So you say skateboard video. Is it a camera that sits on the skateboard?
That's what I would imagine,
No. So this camera was developed for the Gulf War, actually, and it's got a nice handle on it, and you can put different lenses on it, including the greatest fisheye lens of all time, which makes it the greatest skateboarding camera, but it's very rugged, very tough. You can put it back. It's like a little old car. Like I have like two of them, and they break all the time because they're old. It literally was made in 1995, but they're still kicking, and you can find them online for like anywhere between $400 and $900.
Wow, you learn something new every day. Real dork stuff from you there, Matt, but interesting fact. Yeah, I like it. There's Matt, the Sony X7-1000.
I thought it was the type of camera, you know, you put on the front of the skateboard,
and
it gives you the view as if you're riding the skateboard.
So when he's talking about these old skateboard videos, because I remember watching these, is like... CKY, which it was Bam and like all those guys, there is a specific aesthetic to the skateboard videos. They all have that fisheye lens and they all sort of look exactly the same.
That was part of the... they weren't a part of the X Games.
I mean,
it could have been, yeah.
Well, skateboarders were part of the X Games.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm thinking that's where I would...
Yes, so that's where you'd see that stuff.
See it.
Yeah.
Is they used to have a skateboard park.
Yes.
Right? With all that stuff in there. Yeah.
Is skateboarding still a thing?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I feel like it was so big, like early 2000s.
Yeah.
And I feel like I don't see any
skateboarding with the backpacks.
Like, where's Tony Hawk? Like, where's the next Tony Hawk?
We gotta get a big star. I remember the Tony Hawk days. I remember that.
So, the
Tony Hawk's pro skater.
So, the other, you know, it used to just be Vans or whatever, but Nike has a huge skateboard thing. And one of the biggest things.
Nike. Yeah. Of course, they jumped in.
Oh, yeah. Well, one of the biggest things that happened to grow skateboarding was actually when black kids started getting into skateboarding. That was like that was a huge, like, growth thing or whatever. Lil Wayne was skateboarding?
Remember, Lil Wayne did. He went through a whole skateboarding phase where he was into it.
Oh, really?
Was it Lupe Fiasco?
Lupe Fiasco, Kick Push.
Right?
You remember that song, Kick Push?
Yes,
is about skateboarding.
Where is Lupe? He had a good run there for about 3 years.
Yeah, he had one good album, I thought, Lupe Fiasco did.
Sure.
Chicago guy. I think he was a Kanye guy
somewhere,
as well.
Somewhere with all that.
All right, we will get you the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings right after I tell you. If there's a power rankings for going to buy a brand new Hyundai, Colonial,
there
number one. There's not even like a whole power rankings. There's really just one, Colonial. Unlike Elliot, who falls down on the power rankings, Colonial never falls down on the power rankings. Elliot should look up to the cars, our John Ashdale, sitting there at number one, the staff at Colonial. Tons of Hyundais for you. Tons of Hyundais. And the stress that you think about when you go to buy a brand new car, none of it at Colonial. First, you walk into their brand new, exquisite dealership. You're like, this feels nice. Then you're going to get treated well, and the process from beginning to end is just going to be fast, easy, and better. And anything that you're stressing over, whether it's the price of the car, they got a Hyundai in your price range, whether it is financing as low as 0%, they can, even if you got shaky credit, they're going to figure it out with you. Whether it's your trade, they're going to give you the right price. And whether it's the car that you need, well, they've got over 200 brand new Hyundais on the lot. So whether it's Ioniq 6 or whether it's a Palisade or a Kona, whatever it is, they've got it. Don't wait. Don't wait. Colonial is going to take care of you right now. Online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. It's time for the Power Rankings.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Here we are. The mystery. Does Elliott fall from his perch at number one?
Wow.
The catbird seat, as many say. I've never understood that.
Yeah, I don't know what catbird means.
Yeah, I don't know.
Seems like hunting, maybe?
Maybe, I don't know. So, number five on the Eagles. Now, remember, Elliott champion and has been number one for weeks now.
Correct. We also assumed he was right about Dallas Goedert.
Yeah, well, and that was, he was actually very wrong. we tried to talk him out of it.
Big old swing and a miss.
Yep. Number five, Field Yates. He is actually the
Field
person.
Yates?
Well, so Field Yates broke the numbers on Dallas Goedert. So on how much the contract was going to be, how much the restructure was. So Field Yates, we usually don't like national guys in there, but he did it. Number four, Brian Baldinger. Just Baldy. Popping up out of Baldy. Nowhere. With his, I was going to say Larry Sanders. I forgot the guy's name.
Nice, Larry Sanders. Interesting.
Yeah, that is not
Reggie
his name.
Sanders, not Reggie Sanders?
I'm thinking of the safety.
You're thinking of Bob
Justin
Sanders?
Simmons.
Justin Simmons. Justin Simmons. Baldy had the Justin Simmons report. Not Larry Sanders, Justin Simmons. Baldy at number four. Now, if that ends up being true, Baldy shoots up. If that ends up being untrue, Baldy shoots down.
That's right. And he got to start respecting your football opinion.
Mayock does.
Yeah.
You know?
Mayock's the friend of the show.
Yep. Number three on the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings. Elliott Shore Park.
Wow. Wow. He's going to be thrilled.
Is just, well, look, this was a hit. And it's one report, but it's a report that is weeks long.
Sure.
He insisted Dallas Goedert was worth a draft pick.
Now, I guess we got to give him credit because he changed his tune.
He did.
And he was one of the first, if not the first, saying he's going
to
be back.
This sounds like a text to you that he said.
No, I'm just keeping it fair and honest.
Okay, that's true.
Fair and balanced. That's what again, I don't know who the committee is, but I think the committee should also say that's why he's still three and not completely out of the power rankings. Yes.
Yeah, but we can't forget that he was fake news for 6 weeks.
A lot of fake news.
Misinformation, disinformation, whatever it is.
Couldn't, you know, again, we always talk about the smell test on this show.
Yep.
Had no smell test.
No.
Something was amiss.
Yeah, what worm was in his ear? Okay, number two, Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
His first appearance in over a year, Ruben Frank.
Rube!
So you may ask, how does Ruben Frank in there? Well, we had Ruben Frank on draft night, and we said, Ruben, what about the idea of Dallas Goedert being traded for a draft pick? And he was like, He's 30 years old. He gets hurt all the time, and he's owed $14 million. No one's going to trade a draft pick for Dallas Goedert.
That's called a veteran reporter understanding the situation.
Yep, yeah. Sniffing it out.
No cub reporters, as your dad used to call me on the air.
No worms.
That's right. And I will say, I'm glad Rube's back on the on the list, because at the beginning was not a huge fan, I believe, of Eagles Insider of the Year.
Nope.
And now he's gaining appreciation. I think if we just brought on Rube to rip other beat reporters,
he would love it.
Could be an hour.
Yep, would love it. And number one, much to our dismay, as he is the first one to report today that the Eagles and Dallas Goedert were close to a restructured deal. And he's been number one before. He was number one for a long time in the very beginning of these power rankings.
Yep.
The newspaper reporter.
Yeah, I hate to see it.
Yeah. No, I mean, not happy about this at all. I don't want him up there. But fair is fair.
Exactly. All the national guys, our good friend Tip McManus gave him credit.
Yep.
Garofolo gave him credit. All of them were like, look, Jeff McClain said that.
Number so, one.
Wow,
number one.
We're using his name.
I know. That's my bad.
Newspaper
slipped
reporter.
Up. Slipped
Damn.
Up.
Look at that.
He won't say our name. We won't say his.
That's right.
Get
my
out
bad.
Of here.
My
an
bad.
Ongoing feud going on.
Yep.
Not sure he even knows about it.
Yeah, I think he does.
I'm not sure he does.
Yelled at him once out there. So I think he does.
Well, he certainly may sense it with me.
Oh, really?
Considering I was always friendly with him.
Yep.
Yeah. Don't be dissing the radio station.
Exactly. Yeah. I need him to walk past like one time and like give him a little like. Like two for flinching.
Franchetti,
forearm.
Yeah.
Oh, just to scare him?
Yeah, two for flinching. See,
two for flinching.
Yep.
High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
You want to do it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
Now, the first thing that we have to address in the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is
Yeah,
listen.
Very sad.
There's been a lot of great bits on this show.
Yeah.
Some have lasted longer than others.
This one had so much potential.
This one had so, so very much potential. Who could forget on yesterday's show, we debuted this.
It's the Alec Boehm Home Run Tracker.
It's going!
Yes!
And it is gone!
Yes!
Yeah.
Well, mea culpa, as last night we got this.
3-1 pitch. And it swung on, hit well. Right field corner, going back on it is Jankowski. And that one is gone. Opposite field, Alec Boehm, first homer of the season. Finally for Alec Boehm, it's a two-run shot. And it's a 3-0 Phillies lead.
Yeah, very sad. Well, I mean, I'm glad he hit the home run.
I tell you what.
For the bit, man.
I know, but at the same time, let's go inside the show here for a second.
Yeah.
Getting it over with on the first night, or it had either be the first night or a month.
Yes.
You know, like a week, I don't know if it really does it justice. The way that everyone reacted to it immediately, so many messages, ats, you know, DMs, there it is, thank you for saving Boehmer.
Yep.
It was quite the moment.
Yeah, I couldn't text you fast enough.
I'm getting home earlier now. My wife is taking the dogs for a walk. And I see her. I was like, hey, I'll come for a walk. Right. And I get back to the house. I look at the phone. And all I see is a text message from Mike that says, Boehmer, or whatever, exclamation point. And I can't believe the home run report is over.
On the first at bat. Too.
The first at bat first of the first bat. Day of the Alec Boehm home run report.
And watching it live, you're like, that ball got over the fence.
Yeah, well, listen, it was little Mickey Mouse.
Yes.
I think we put it on the shelf for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then
we're back at it again.
We can bring it back.
Yeah, we might have, he's not exactly been a power threat his entire career.
Yeah, we can bring it back.
So bring it back.
Yeah.
So just in case we don't, for the final time.
Is he still on pace to hit 15 now?
No.
I think he's on pace for about 5, but
yep.
One a month. Well, but for one, for good measure on the way out, RIP, Alec Boehm Home Run Tracker.
It's the Alec Boehm Home Run Tracker.
It's going,
yes!
And it is gone!
Yes!
Yeah. Man.
I was going to say, he didn't sound that excited yesterday when he
No, well, that was Bedlam at the bank, so two different kind of stakes.
At least we got one of them, because
was the fear.
When Jack first had the idea on Friday, we didn't have it ready.
Right.
And I said, you know, he's going to hit one this weekend. And we at least
got
one
of them in there.
We at least
got
one. Just
to introduce it.
Yep.
All right. I need to do the official statement before we move on here. I know they won the Super Bowl. too many Eagles chants last night after Philly's home run.
A lot of them.
I'm sure there was people like, ah, ha, ha, ha. Not me.
We get a lot of transplants down there. People that move down there.
Castiano's yard. I'm happy. I'm thrilled. By the way, seemed like a big inside joke. They were all really happy for Casty. I want to know what the story was. I couldn't tell if maybe because Edwin Uceda hit him last year, and then he hit the home run.
Oh, maybe.
And they were like, we got him. But immediately, raining down was Eagles chants all throughout George Steinbrenner Field. I was hot.
Well, you're the one that did it at the stadium last year.
Yeah, I know. Against my will and with some liquid courage.
Yeah.
I heard him. I did hear him a lot last night.
Maybe you shouldn't have given up on the team.
Yep. Well, listen, we'll address that in the top 5 of 5.
Oh, wow.
So, I don't know if you guys know this. Obviously, for a long time, you know, one of my most passionate bits was I needed someone to hit for the cycle to erase David Bell's name from the Phillies history books. Now, two guys have. Weston Wilson is now technically the last guy to hit for the cycle. JT had the cycle and erased his name. That's great. So the two that now that I need erased in the record books is, one, someone needs to take down Papelbon's saves record.
Definitely.
But
never going to happen.
Never happen. Especially Rob Thompson here, because he is not a he's a closer by committee guy. But also, we are six consecutive games away from Kyle Schwarber possibly passing Odubel Herrera
on base
for the longest on base streak in Phillies history.
How many games away?
So six. Odubel's at 40. Okay. That's the all-time streak, which seems crazy. We've had some great players here. Odubel being number one.
Especially when you think about that. What's the hit streak record? 56?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, how did somebody, like, a hit in 56 straight games sounds crazy. Yeah.
Now, the on-base streak, I believe, is by Ted Williams.
Okay.
And that's in the 90s.
Oh, wow.
So, like, he was obviously on base a ton, the splendid splinter Teddy ball game.
But, well, I would imagine you bat 400, you got on base and all.
I would say so.
Yep.
But I'm still surprised. Like, we have Schmidt, we had Pete Rose, we've had Utley, Rollins. I'm surprised that 40, except by Odubel, is the on-base streak for the franchise.
Yeah. Well, I would love for Schwarber to get that.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
We need that one broken.
Yeah, come on, Schwarbs.
Yeah.
Speaking of Schwarbs, we also need him extended. I know Spike's been anti this. Jeff Passan said yesterday, he reported.
Yeah, well, 4 years, 100, thinks he can get.
So this is what he wrote. I summarized it as 4 years, 100. He said, a designated hitter who's going to be 33 next opening day, getting a nine-figure deal, ? Schwarber is an outlier in so many other respects, so why not here, too? He's terminally productive. He's an exceptional clubhouse leader. Nobody would blink at giving him $25 million a year and at a four-year ask, particularly in a weak class on high-end bats.
Well, yeah, he had him in. I read the article. So the article broke down $100 million guys, $200 million guys, $300 so on and so forth, and Schwarber was in the $100 million guy situation.
So we'll see.
Yep.
We'll see. The toughest part about losing him, obviously, leadership stuff, we can argue that. They don't have anyone that can hit 30-plus home runs without him, besides him and Harper. And they still need Thump.
Yeah, I mean, is Harper a 30-plus home run guy?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you lose Schwarber, the slug goes way, way, way down.
Yeah, for sure.
And
unless you replace him with somebody.
I don't think that guy's out there. Unless you're paying Tucker $500 million.
That's what I'm saying.
And also come hang out with Seltzer and I tonight at Casey's in Drexel Hill for a little High Hopes watch party.
Oh, does that mean you're not doing, are you doing leading off?
I'm doing leading off. I'm not doing final out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Casey's
a big loss for everyone involved.
Yeah. Drexel Hill though, going a little Delco, and that's real Delco over there, Casey's in Drexel Hill.
I'm gonna see your father-in-law.
Yep, Joe will be over there, I'm sure. All right, cool. What do we have? Wow, we just had so much Jack, and now we have the top 5 of 5.
It was 6 minutes of Jack.
Yeah, all right. Well, it was a lot. I don't know if you heard that guy earlier, sleeps in Howie Roseman shirt.
Exactly, yeah. He seemed like a nice, reputable source.
Yep. What is coming up in the top 5?
Five people that have to grow up.
Huh. Oh, no.
Yep. So that'll be a good one?
Well, I'm on the list. I'm sure I must be on the list.
No, you're on the list. Don't worry. All right, it's just a matter of how high.
Yep.
That'll be a good one.
So you're not going to be on the list. I'm going to be on the list.
I don't have to grow up.
Yes. All right. Top five is next.
When I'm on the list, he normally does an entire list.
You're right. The five ways that Ike needs to grow up. Yeah. All right. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.